You know, I think about a lot, and it's like it's just sort of like a fascinating type of guy to me is
a guy that's sucking your cock.
Yeah,
and you jack off to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he is fascinating.
This is fascinating.
That kind of guy is fascinating.
This is Nick, frankly, is fascinating.
This is fascinating.
I would love to interview that kind of guy. He just drills into his brain.
You remember the guys from like 10 years ago that were like the all comedy guys, like the purple hoodie guys?
Sure.
They would do improv and stand up.
Yeah.
And they always had a name like Brendan, Scott, Ian.
Yeah.
They one of those three names.
The triple names, of course.
Yeah, the Scott, Ian, Brendan, or Brendan, Brandon, Scott, Scotterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They always said, they're like,
they're up talkers.
They're like, what's up? You know, like
yeah,
doing
yeah,
the show.
Of course.
And then they're, you know,
singing
like,
a lot of their punchlines.
They say you guys a lot.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with saying you guys.
Like you do. You know, those guys, oh my god, like you do.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah.
The original, I mean, now it's beyond parody to be like that, but they were really doing that.
Yeah, I can think of so many.
I remember those guys.
He walked all the way around the store to get a can of beans.
Oh yeah,
it's like, you know, but just those guys. But they're off stage.
A lot of rap lyrics.
If you don't, the rappers, the funny one.
Real hip hop heads, those guys.
If you're not like part of like a scene, then you don't like get a taste of their off stage interactions. But they're always like career oriented. And I can't think of a single one that any of this worked out for.
No, they're probably in some writers, some horrible writers room. Honestly,
I think most of them
that doesn't
have
count as working
failed.
Out.
Yeah.
I think most of them absolutely failed.
And to just imagine like a purple hoodie with like leather elbow patches on it under an overpass in front of like a burning barrel of oil somewhere,
like you do.
Yeah. They're like, do you mind if I suck your dick for a hit of crack? Like you do. To the other homeless people.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did you end up down here? And it's like, I tried to make a dating app. I moved to San Francisco to make a dating app, but the market got flooded by women. And I only ever learned Python. I don't know what fucking... I wish I knew anything about
it. Yeah, other languages.
Yeah, software stuff, so I could do that bit. But
it's all right, man.
The idea is it's a corollary.
Corollary.
Or the analog in the software development world to the guy that used to be the upbeat, career oriented. You know. Those guys were always.
Oh, that's tricky.
Those guys were listening to podcasts before anybody.
Absolutely.
They would come to the show.
I remember thinking podcasts were fucking so gay because of those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Those guys probably honestly delayed this.
Yeah.
Podcast happening.
Yeah, I just
like
listened to the Kyle Kinane interview on Badass Robot.
Yeah.
And it was actually like kind of really interesting.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of really.
He reminds me a lot of myself. Actually.
Yeah.
No, those
because
guys, yeah.
When you think about it, a lot of comedy is about like really finding your voice.
Mm-hmm. I'm still searching for it.
And that's what I heard on the podcast. So listening to it under the cartoonishly large headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, those guys are the backbone of Marin's whole audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those guys, it wouldn't have taken off as much.
Oh, they love Marin.
I mean, listen, I loved Marin at first too. I don't want to shit talk too much.
He had some bangers.
Mm-hmm. He had some bangers. That Louis three-parter. Yeah.
How about Mark Barron?
What's that?
his balls are dry.
No, his pussy doesn't work.
Oh. No, I meant like Barron Trump.
Oh,
wow.